This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. What matters most? I spoke about this yesterday morning. It's important to consider things like family and our job and that sort of thing. But what is it that is most important? And I said love is. The Bible says that love is a command. In fact, God commands that we do that. We love each other. It's not an optional thing. It says love means doing what God has commanded us. And he's commanded us to love one another, just as you heard from the beginning. That's in 2 John 1 verse 6. So because it's commanded by God, it means love is not just a feeling. You can't command a feeling. I mean, feelings come and go, don't they? Love produces feelings. But true love is not just an emotion. It's much more than that. God would never command you to do something that he doesn't give you the power to do. You can't always control an emotion. So it's a choice. The Bible says that love is a choice. It says, let love be your highest goal. That's 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. That's a wonderful statement. Let love be your highest goal. So it means you've got a choice. We choose to love or not to love. Other people try to justify a separation or a divorce by saying, I just don't love you anymore, as if it's totally out of your control. And because you don't love her, that gives you the right to divorce her or leave her. But love is a choice. People are saying, I'm choosing not to love you anymore. In fact, acting in love when you don't feel like it is actually a higher level of love than when you do feel like it. Love is giving a person what they need, not what they always deserve. That's what God does. God treats us like that. He doesn't give us what we deserve. It's committing to the well-being of another person without any guarantee. Oh, look, if I love you, you're going to love me back. No. Love is much more than that. It's a conduct. It's a behavior, an action. It says in 1 John 3:18, let's stop just saying we love each other. Let's really show it by our actions. In other words, love is nothing unless it's put into action every day. And often, you know, we're too busy. We're distracted. It's a commitment. 1 John 4:16 from the New Testament, God is love and all who live in love live in God and God lives in them. So God's love for us is a commitment to us and for our best. It's durable. Love keeps on going whether you like it or not. It just keeps on. And the Apostle Paul ends his words about love by reminding us that only love is eternal, that which goes on forever. What about the building this real sense of love? Because this is what matters most. That's what I'm talking about today. What matters most in life? Learn how mature love acts and responds. Personal change always starts with your perspective, doesn't it? It involves getting God's perspective. What does God think about me, about what I'm doing? Start your day with a daily reminder to love. For example, here's just something very simple. What's wrong with setting the first 10 minutes of your day as a way to relate to God? Say, when you get up, God, I just want to remind myself that the most important thing today is love, loving you and loving other people. What matters more than accomplishments are relationships. So as you start the day, before you get into the groove and being busy, help me to remember God. It's so easy to forget that whether I get anything done or not, I need to love you, I need to love other people so that it's not a wasted day. Now, if you don't do that, right at the beginning of the day, you'll get halfway through into your day and say, I wish I'd done that because the day is already half gone. Memorize what God says about love. Read what it says in the Bible. Try to memorize these things. Try and memorize a few verses from the Bible and God will bring them into your remembrance. Practice acting in unselfish, loving ways. I mean, love is really like a muscle. The more you use it, the more it develops. They say practice makes perfect. And were you an expert driver the first time you sat behind a wheel? No, maybe it's just second nature now, but when you started, you know, it was awkward. Get support from other people, from other loving people. This is so important. You'll never become a loving person sitting by yourself in your room and reading a book. You've got to rub shoulders with people. Love gives. It forgives, outlives, and ever stands with open hands. And while it lives, it gives. For this is love's prerogative, to give and give and give. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We know these are so important. These are true facts, and these are what matter most. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.